be first to latch with Gurneet.
नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय नमो First of all, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Paramarathya. नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट हूँ विष्णु भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सौ गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेंट इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट हूँ विष्णु भक्त भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज माय डियर ऑल फिडेलिटी पार्टनर ब्रह्मचारी गण एंड ऑल हियर We have discussed about what was the reason that Krishna put the beauty and interested mode of Radhika and came in the form of Satyananda Guru. All these things are very good. If you know this subject, then you can enter into Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, no. What is love? What was the highest love and affection of the Jantam or the Natsanam? If not, then a greed will not come to be Radha Dasa. So we have discussed all these things very briefly and very elaborately. Now we want to discuss about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he did his Balya Leela, that childhood pastime, and after Gandha Leela, then Yuva Leela, and after that Sannyas Leela, what he did in 24 years of Sannyas Leela, gradually we will increase. Now, I want to tell you the when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. Her day was Sun Eucliptus.
Luna.
And it was about Sandhya, April time. For this, in India, it's lunar Eucliptus. Then all used to go to Ganges or any sacred place. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So in Navadvip, very big city at that time, Ganga is flowing. So they went to Ganges and began to Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and taking bath, giving donations. all that very happy. At the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by the omb of Shakti Maya and by Jagannath Mishra. They were very high class of rest because they were Brahmins. At that time, the ladies, old ladies, they thought that, oh, Shakti Maya has so many
children,
but they died. So this is very beautiful. Very beautiful. Like thunderbolt beauty. So that they cannot take him, this boy. So they named Nimai. Nimai means very bitter neem. So Yam will not come and will not come. And because he was weeping at that time, the lady used to clap and, oh, Hari, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then he used to smile and laugh. So he was gold, golden color. And Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari. He began, he used to be very happy. So they named also Gaur Hari. Then the brother of Shakti Maya, Nilambar Chakravarti, came and he saw the time was high class of astrologer, and he saw the, at that time, what is the sthiti of Chandra, Surya, Prihaspati, Sukra, Rahu and others. And he saw the very high class of all. And then he told Sri Jagannath Mishra, oh, this boy will not be ordinary. I see that what quality was in Krishna, same quality in this boy. And he will tell her the whole world as my astrology tells. So, in future, we will see that he will preach Vaishnava Dharma everywhere. Then he told that he will support and nourish whole world by love and affection. So his name is Vishwambar. So he kept name Vishwambar. Now he, but ladies have kept Nimai. Oh, this name was prominent and all he used to tell. And Gaurhari also, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. In this way, from childhood, when that boy was sleeping, Shakti Maya heard the ankle belt like Krishna, but no ankle belt in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're thinking, from where it is coming, from where it is coming. After some time, Shakti Maya saw a foot, so many footprints, small, but all the mark, auspicious mark, which are in Krishna 19, Chakra, Padma, Trikot, Dhanush, Kalpan, Arrow, and so on. Oh, who came in my courtyard? He was thinking, but could not understand. One day she was give message of oil, and he saw all the auspicious marks in his imperation. Then he told to Jagannath. One day, when he became some bigger, older, a very poisonous and very bigger snake. And at that time he was, the sun was in courtyard. And he went, that snake went to that boy, and the boy hold the neck of that snake and play. Oh, Shashi Maya, Jagannath, all came, and all ladies, they became very fearful. Oh, today this snake will bite and she will kill you. And then Garud, 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 by taking the name of Garud, snakes goes up. So, when they are doing, then who was that snake? Mahasan, Sankarsan, Baldev himself. And then hearing, seeing that all are very fearful, he just feared. In this way we see so many strange, wonderful character in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. When it became more bigger, then once a psychic vipra, a Brahmin who used to tour and play grave places, he heard that in this big city of Shachi Maiya is very, very humble and very, very merciful. Anyone coming from outside, they stay in her house, and she gives him food and everything. Then he came to there, and what became, you know, yesterday. In brief, I want to go very quickly.
ओम ज्ञानति निरंजस्य ज्ञानं यमशनाथं चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. So Srila Gurudev is very mercifully revealing to us the beautiful childhood pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, this room here.
So Nimai, or so this sweet pastime, to convince all, not only that psychic Brahman, to all, that he is really Bal Gopal Krishna, none different of him. Then that he big went. But time to time he used to come see this boy. He was so attracted. Now after that, the elder brother of Chaitanya, Nimai, Vishwarupa, oh, he took sannyas. He was studying in the school of Srila Advaitacharya. And very soon, he took sannyas. Then Sachima became very, very. And he told the Advaita is not Advaita. He is Dvaita. He sent my son from me to take sannyas, and he went. Oh, so he is not really Advaita. He is Dvaita. That means duality. To make separate, he has made separate. After that, see, Jagannath Mishra went to Parlok. Naredi left his body. And then Mahaprabhu became more bigger. After that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do so many naughty things on the bank of Ganges with small girls. He used to come to worship Ganges. Why? To have beautiful and qualified husbands. So, what Chaitanya and Nimai Pandit used to do, or that you have to bring sandesh, kala, banana, and so many sweets, nickel, other things. Oh, this boy, naughty boy, used to come to them and used to tell, oh, give me all these things. I will fulfill all your desires. Ganga is my wife. And Shiv and others are my servants. So some girls used to be by fear. Otherwise he cursed. He used to tell that if he will not give, then I will curse. Then a black husband and old husband, and you have three or four, oh, seven co-wives. So they used to fear and they used to come. Sometimes he used to take Ganges bath, and very, very pandits, scholars of Navadvip used to take bath there. Yeah. And he used to take water in his mouth, Mahaprabhu, and when they were meditating or giving water to some, they used to complain to Satyamaya and Jagannath. Jagannath was taking a stick and he used to come very angry that I will punish that boy. But he saw that, oh, he is coming from his school, still some ink and some dust are here. Oh, he told, I am coming from his school, I have never gone to Ganges. Then what Jagannath Mishra will tell? Then, in this way he became some bigger. And then, he was now studying in his school, Sanskrit school, Ganga Das Pandit. At that time, one day a late, very beautiful girl came there, Lakshmi Priya, having so many sweets, sandesh, banana and so many things. Nimai Pandit called her, oh, come on and give me all these things and worship me, I will give you benediction. She came and saw that beautiful Nimai. And Nimai also saw very beautiful girl. And then, when Lakshmi Priya went to her house, Satyamaya heard this, and he anyhow did a proposal that I want to marry my son to his father's soul, your daughter. And thus marriage was done. After that, Nimai Pandit, he finished his school study and he became Vyakaranacharya, grammar, professor of like grammar. And now he started his own school, and the evening he used to go to Ganges and discuss each other Khaki. Khaki means?
Logical
things. And he used to defeat all, even so many scholars and pandit of Navadvip, they used to fear from him. One day, from Kashmir, very learned a scholar who has worshipped Saraswati Devi, and she has a boon that he will be undefeated pandit. Anyone cannot defeat him. Now he has false ego, and he was traveling whole India and defeating all and taking right condition that I am defeated by this Kesoka. He heard that in Navadvip there are so many learned scholars, and then he came to Navadvip and challenged any pandit of Navadvip can come and make debate with me. All pandits became very worried. And they thought that how he can take his challenge. Anyhow, they told, in our this Navdeep city, there is a boy, only Vyakaran he knows. First you should go to a very simple boy, and if you will defeat him, then come to us. Very tricky pandit. Then, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from his students, oh, about more than hundreds and hundreds disciples. So they told to Nimai Pandit, oh Gurudev, a Keshav Kashmiri Pandit has come and he has challenged any of Navdeep Pandit. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile and told, Krishna never tolerate any false ego. Let us see what becomes from Navdeep, he must be defeated. Then one day he was on the bank of river after sunset, and there, oh, all the boys, the students, oh, in a circle, so many, and they were sitting there and each other discussing in Sanskrit language. And at that time, that Sanskrit Keshav Kashmiri, he came, and what became? Yukhu. Keshav Kashmiri went to Mathura, and there he began to do bhajan. After that, Nimai Pandit went to East Bengal, and he was doing Bhagavat Pravachan, a prepare. Oh, so many disciples like, they used to come and give wealth, money, cloth, and like in India you see any Bhagavat Bhagat, they did all these things. They used to be, in the meantime, a Vaishnav named Tapan Mishra, whose son is Bhatta Raghunath. He came to Mahaprabhu and he told, I want to know, Prabhu, that what is his sadhya and sadhya? How? What is our sadhya? And then what is sadhya? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nimai Pandit, oh, Harinath Sankirtan is sadhya and sadhya. What is it? In this tattva, all will come by chanting name. When chanting name, that is sadhana. And when you will see in name Krishna himself, in Siddha Vastha you will see. So everything your desire will be fulfilled. You should return back and go to Varanasi Kasi, and there you should chant name. Then he went to Kasi. After that, when he was coming back, he heard that Lakshmi Priya Devi has departed from this world, and Sachimaya was very worried. After that, Nimai Pandit was married to Vishnu Priya Devi. You know Vishnu Priya Devi, we will explain afterward. She was Prema Bhakti, embodiment of Prema Bhakti. And after that, Nimai Pandit went to Gaya to give what? Tinder to his father. And what we can owe? You. Now I am not mine. O Gurudev, my body, soul, everything to you. Please accept and give me Krishna Bhakti.
So Nimai, here he's come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as a practical teacher. In his very life, he's come to show us how we should tread on the path of bhakti. Lord Krishna, he has given instructions, Sarvam Dhamma Puritaja, Mami Kam Sharanam Vraja, Man Mano Bhavma Bhakto. But now, Nimai Pandit, now he started to show how to do Sarvam Dhamma Puritaja. And that begins with taking shelter at lotus feet of Sadhguru. And he shows how to approach Sadhguru, offering one's body, one's mind, one's word, and especially one's heart. And praying for what? Praying for only one thing. The nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. Praying for Krishna, praying. So, Ishwara Puripad then duly initiated Nimai Pandit with 10 syllable Gopal mantra. Nimai Pandit now no longer playing this role of a logician, Nimai Pandit, but now he is changed. Now he is manifesting his pastimes of Vaishnava. He has said, Apani karibu bhaktu bhav angikare, apani achari bhaktu sika musabare. That I will come and I will take the mood of bhakta bhav and apani achari bhakti sika musabare. And by acting, by showing how a devotee will act, then I'll teach the whole world. So, Nimai was very dutifully chanting his Gopal mantra, which he has received from Ishwara Puripada, and showing us, he chanted with great honor, with great care. And what was the result? That the Easter day of that Gopal mantra, who is none other than himself, appeared to him. Because he is now in the mood of Bhakta Bhav. He's not coming as Bhagwan, but he's taking the role of Bhakta Bhav. So instructing us that when Guru, bona fide Guru, he's giving us Diksha mantra, that within this Diksha mantra, then the seed of that full blown flower of Krishna prema, that is there. But that we have to take it in the right process. Immediately, Nimai, he manifested the fruit of that. Then, now Nimai, he started to manifest divine madness there in Gaya. He was thinking that, I will have to run to Vrindavan. When Krishna appeared to him, then immediately, seeing the very beautiful form of Shyam Sundar with his very beautiful curly hair, Shyam complexion, his eyes moving from side to side. And then Krishna left him. Nimai started to cry and cry and cry. That, I've attained the Lord of my heart, but now he's left me. What will I do? He decided, I will have to run to Vrindavan. I'll have to go to Vrindavan. So now Nimai, he left Gaya. And he decided that he'll go to Mathura. He'll go to Vrindavan. But as he was going, then a voice came and said that, that you want to go to Vrindavan, but still you have your pastimes to fulfill in Navadvipdham, that you are that same Supreme Lord, that you have manifested for what? Yuga Dharma Pravaitaimu Nam Sankirtan. You've manifested to propagate the glories of chanting the holy names. So first you have to go to Sri Navadvipdham. So Nimai, then, instead of going to Mathura, then he proceeded on towards Sri Navadvipdham. When he entered into the area of Sri Navadvipdham, then all the Navadvipasis, it was as if that their life had come back. Because Nimai, he was the life and soul of all the Navadvipasis. All the Vaishnavas, all the residents of Navadvip. That just as when Krishna, he would leave, then it was as if the life of the Vrishvasis had left. Immediately the Navadvipasis, they came out to meet Nimai. The elder Navadvipasis, they offered their blessings to Nimai. His equals, they embraced him. And those who were junior to Nimai, they received blessings from Nimai. But now Nimai, he was not in the same mood. previously Nimai, as Nimai Pandit. He was very haughty, kind of haughty. But now he was quite humble, very subdued, very sober. And he went to his to Antadvip, Mayapur, to his home, and there he took a very few Vaishnavas with him into a secluded place. And there he told them that I have something. Then he started to recall his pilgrimage in Gaya. And then when he remembered that he had gone to Chakratirtha, and he was remembering the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, then tears started to flow from his eyes. The holy name started to come from his mouth like a volcanic eruption. His hairs were standing on end. And he was just crying and crying and crying. And the few Vaishnavas that were there, they became enveloped in this room. And also, they were crying. After some time, when Nimai's mood was subdued, then he said that I have a very important thing that I want to say to all of you. A very important thing. But you come tomorrow, and you come to the house of Shuklamba Brahmachari. Then
the Vaishnavas left. And the next morning, they were outside of the house.
They were outside of the house of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur, he had one vine that had malati flowers. And it had the speciality that no matter how many flowers you picked, the next day it would be fully blossomed with more malati flowers. So the Vaishnavas would go there every morning and they would pick flowers to do their puja. As the Vaishnavas they met, then one Vaishnava, his name was Sriman Pandit, he went to the Vaishnava, he said, you'll never guess what happened yesterday. They said, what happened? He said, you'll never ever guess what happened yesterday. He said, what happened? He said, you won't believe it. You'll never believe it in 1,000 years. They said, what happened? Nimai Pandit has become a Vaishnava! So ecstatic because they loved Nimai so much, and they were always thinking that Nimai, he's such a good person, such a perfect person, that if he became a Vaishnava, what type of Vaishnava he would be. But rather, when they would see Nimai Pandit, Mukunda, Gadadhar Pandit, and Nimai Pandit would go to engage them in debate, that then they would just turn away and go the other way. Nimai Pandit would ask his friends, why are they doing? Oh, they have something else. No, they're showing that it's useless. It's a waste of time to engage in all these nonsense things. Stupid logic, debate. Because one's life is meant for bhajan, that but I will show that one day I'll become the greatest Vaishnava. So now the devotees will see that now he might come.
Thank you.
Hey Vice Pandit, as you heard that he was changed to Vaishnava, he showed his students, now I cannot teach Yogyakar. I see every word, every thing of they indicate Krishna, Krishna. Now you should close your books. And you should begin kirtan. They told you how kirtan? Or they say, oh, if you have kartal, by kartal, no kartal, then by this. And you should go like Hari Hare Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Hare Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
And in this way, all over big city of Navadvip, of Saha, how he is doing fitness and dancing and all that dancing with him. In the meantime, what became? Oh, Nityananda Prabhu met him. How he met? What is his tattva first? And how he took birth? And how he went to all holy places of India? And went to Vrindavan. And he was. One day he heard a voice that Nimai is not here. Oh, he is in Navadvip. Now you can go and see him. So how it became? First Nityananda Tattva and that in holy places. Oh, Prem Prayojan will speak. First is Tattva. When Nityananda Prabhu was traveling with that sannyasi, he went to South India, a place Pandharpur, holy place. There he met Lakshmipati Tirtha in the Shishya Parampara of Madhvacharya. Then he saw that he was always moved up to very high class of devotee, sometimes dancing, sometimes so much doing. Then Nityananda Prabhu went to him. Oh Prabhu, I am surrendering to you. You should give me diksha. Then he became ready. And then Nityananda Prabhu said the mantra that, oh, will you give this mantra to me? In this way, quickly he initiated him, and then from him he took initiation. Oh, this Lakshmipati Tirtha was also Gurudev of Srila Madhavendra Puripad. He has taken diksha from Lakshmipati Tirtha, but not sannyas. Right? Madhavendra Puri wanted to take sannyas. They refused to give him sannyas, so he took a danda sannyas from any Mayavadi. But really he was Vaishnava. So, you know about Madhavendra Purpat. He is senior to Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu, though God brother, but he used to respect Madhavendra Puri like guru. So in this way, he came to Vrindavan and from Vrindavan to Navadvipa. In the same way, how Nityananda Prabhu made gracefully from all over Bengal and all over here and there, all the parikas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to meet him in Navadvipa. Now he will prakash him, manifest him. So Haridas Thakur, he was Mohammedan by cause, but from beginning of his childhood he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
You can tell this. We speak about Haridas Thakur, today's drama players.
Om Gyan Gati Nirandasya Janam
Janam.
This would be ready also.
They went to Kaji and told that we have killed him, now he is dead. What should we do? Then Kaji told, oh, at once you should get up, take him and throw him Ganges, so he will go to hell. Don't give him samadhi. Then they did so. Then Haridas Thakur offended, told him, after some time, as they knew as what he was before, he became in that stage, and Hare Krishna chanting became out of the Ganges. Then this horse said, oh, now he is dead. Alive? Oh, you are Jindapi. Jindapi means loud, any goddess. And they did pranam, and when Kaji and the king heard this, oh, they ordered to them that now you are free, you are Jinda free, you can chant Hare Krishna at prayer, no pain, nothing in this way. So Haridas Thakur, that prostitute became his disciple, she came with only one sari, very ordinary, and he gave up all these things to Brahmins and came. Haridas Thakur told, oh, when you came first day, I knew your motive. I wanted, if I wanted, then I would have gone from here to another place. But for you, I was here. What, how the glory of Harinam, you should know, and what should also know. So in 3 days you heard, and your heart becomes pure. Now you should hear, and giving tulsi plant here, you should ready do parikrama, your water to tulsi, do pranam, and be here and chant Harinam in my cottage. Then he left, and then what began? Oh, everyone now, she was very famous. So many high class of Vaishnava used to come to her and pay respect or bring in so many offerings, sari, so many things, fruits, and so she used to take only very little bit to maintain her life for one day only, for less than never be. Thus she began a very high class of Vaishnava. So now, high classes of Vaishnava used to come and parents. So Haridas Thakur was so that he made that prostitute a pure Vaishnava. So Haridas, so many other things are to say. Now, the Santipur came and parents Santi came, so he went to Navadvipa with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he begged, and he began to be associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and teaching Harinam. Tomorrow, Gadai Madhai Uddha, be prepared. How do I do? Kadi Uddha. Mahaprabhu Sanyas. Renounce order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there, then, after sannyas, he was going to Vrindavan, but in the way Nityananda Prabhu directed him to Shantipur, and there all dharma, his mother and all met him. And then he went to Puri, Sarvam Uddhar Raramanam. Tomorrow. Gaur Premar.
Now, sir, the drama.